This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here is what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court will take up two cases that would decide the extent to which abortion is legal in Wisconsin. The court agreed yesterday to hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The U.S. Supreme Court is at issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. Sarah Harris is with the civic engagement group Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Harris's group took a poll and found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. President Biden returns to Wisconsin this week. He plans to campaign in Madison on Friday. Today, Biden meets privately with leading Democrats concerned about his debate performance last week. The mayor of Glendale is accusing poll observers of disrupting the vote in a special election primary yesterday. Brian Kennedy tells WIS Politics observers were challenging every absentee ballot as poll workers tried to process them. Two of the observers are known conspiracy theorists. Governor Evers says if state lawmakers don't release $125 million set aside for PFAS cleanup, people in small rural communities will be on the hook for cleaning up pollution they didn't cause.
Concerns me as we have small places in all across the state. Their ratepayers are going to have to pony up another 50% to make sure that PFAS are taken care of.
Evers says companies that pollute soil and water should be responsible for cleanup. An important subsidy for Wisconsin child care centers is due to run out at the end of September. Governor Evers says lawmakers need to do something to save child care accounts.
It's important for our economy. If we lose that money, there will be places that close, and if people lose their child care, then they'll likely leave the workforce. So it's pretty simple.
Evers speaking at a child care center in Red Granite yesterday. Schools in Wisconsin will get more than $400,000 for manufacturing training. Students will be trained in 3D printing, welding, drone operating, and other skills. The Department of Workforce Development says more than 4,600 students in 17 school districts will benefit. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The two deaths in Adams County are being investigated as homicides. The autopsies of Sharon K. Miller and Jamie L. Lumby were performed on July 1st. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said they have not identified any suspects yet, and evidence has been submitted to the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory to help aid in the investigation. The Sheriff's Office is asking for help with the investigation from the public. If you've had recent contact with Sharon or Jamie, or you saw anything suspicious in the area of the 1600 block of Check Drive in Friendship, you should contact the sheriff's office. If police identify a specific threat to the community, they will notify the public immediately. The Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo will be open on the 4th of July. You can come see the animals on Thursday from 10 to 5. Children under 12 must be accompanied by an adult. Are you planning to be on the road tomorrow? Expect company and possible delays on your drive. AAA says around 1.4 million people will be traveling on Wisconsin roads this holiday weekend. Peak travel times are expected today between 2 and 7 p.m. and on Sunday between 2 and 8 p.m. WisDOT urges people to keep their eyes up and speeds down. Most road construction will pause over the weekend to open as many lanes as possible. In Wood County, Wisconsin 80 is closed to through traffic from the Juneau County line to Pine Street and from Marathon Avenue in Babcock to the Wisconsin 80-173 intersection north of Babcock. If you live in Grand Rapids and your garbage is usually picked up on Thursday, you should put it out on Friday this week. In observance of Independence Day, trash pickup is delayed until July 5th. 8 hunters in Wisconsin will be able to hunt elk during the 2024 elk season this year. The DNR announcing the winners said 4 hunters are able to hunt in the Black River Elk Zone for the first time since elk were reintroduced to the state. Over 25,000 applications were submitted between April 10th through May 31st, In the Clam Lake Elk Zone, the winning applicants are from Green Bay, Madison, Hortonville, and Birchwood. For the Black River Elk Zone, the four hunters are from Athens, Toma, the Waupun area, and Wisconsin Rapids. The elk hunting season opens Saturday, October 12th. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is looking for volunteers to help with the point-in-time count July 24th and 25th. This is the semi-annual survey to gather a snapshot of homelessness in our community. You can contact Ben Eberlein at 715-421-0390. Everyone should be proactive about their health care, but there may be men in your life who need some prompting. Or you may be a man who is feeling well and doesn't see the need to have regular checkups. Dr. Nils Arvold is an MD and radiation oncologist with Aspirus Health. He said the biggest thing men can do to prevent cancer is making lifestyle changes.
Watching their weight, eating a healthy diet, including, you know, high fiber, lots of vegetables, fish. One of the things we call is the Mediterranean diet, which is very helpful for colon cancers and several other cancers most likely.
Dr. Arvold also said having regular visits with a primary care provider can help mitigate health risks. Having that relationship allows your care provider to monitor you through life and try to make it less likely you'll develop certain diseases, such as cancer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks and their new draft picks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, both just 19 years old. So why do the Bucks have six young, underdeveloped players on their roster right now? GM John Horst.
The balance is intentional. You know, we've got really great core depth at the top. We've got young veterans that can come in and help and contribute like they did last year, and we're going to add more to this team through free agency.
Baseball. The Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Rockies in Denver last night. Bryce Terang with a sacrifice fly to right, dropped by the Rockies' Hunter Goodman. Jeff Levering with the call. Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Popped him up. Shallow right. And the right fielder lost it. It's going to fall. Terang hustling for second base, and he is in, and this game is tied.
The Brewers came up with walks to load the bases. Reese Hoskins beamed to force the winning run.
We didn't get the big hit. We pecked away like little woodpeckers and came up with enough.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new Blade Runner in the works at Amazon Prime called Blade Runner 2099. Michelle Yeoh and Hunter Schafer are the series leads and will be joined by Matthew Needham, Johnny Harris, and Caitlin Rose Downey. Plot lines and details about each character are being kept on the down low for the time being. Ridley Scott and David Zucker are executive producing the show, which takes place after both previous Blade Runners. There is no release date yet, but the show is currently shooting in Prague. Actor Jamie Foxx says he saw the tunnel but did not see the light. Fox was referring to the 3 weeks when he was in a coma a year ago. Fox was hospitalized for what remains an undisclosed medical condition and told people on the streets in Phoenix about his ordeal while recording it for social media. I'm just guessing that not seeing the light when about to die would be enough to scare you back to consciousness. Kids' films are saving the box office this summer. The latest family-friendly flick, Despicable Me 4, opens July 3rd and is expected to dethrone Inside Out 2. The fourth installment of the animated series is expected to pull in between $100 and $125 million over the five-day holiday weekend. The film stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Melissa Etheridge told People.com that David Crosby was really generous with his sperm. In addition to being a good friend to Etheridge, Crosby is the biological father to her kids. While promoting her new docuseries, Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken, Etheridge says it was Crosby's wife who suggested her husband lend a hand. And he did. There is no word yet on whether the actual donation scene was reenacted for the docuseries, but if you give it a watch and see a man who looks like Crosby pour himself a glass of wine, dim the lights, and put on soft music while alone, turn the channel as quick as is humanly possible. Third time's a charm, or season 3 that is, for The Bear. Deadline reports that 5.4 million people watched the premiere episode of the new season, making it the third most watched season premiere ever, the most watched FX season premiere ever, and the most watched scripted series premiere ever. While talking about the latest Beverly Hills Cop film, Eddie Murphy shared a story about an interesting meeting with Marlon Brando. People reports that during Murphy and Brando's conversation, Brando said, "I can't stand that kid with the gun." Murphy learned that Brando was talking about Clint Eastwood, who was only 6 years younger than Brando. The first time the two met, Murphy gushed to his favorite actor of all time, Brando, about his performance in The Godfather, to which Marlon Brando said, "Everybody can act, except Clint Eastwood, apparently." Of course, this was all before Brando decided to retire to his island and eat bananas full time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60 tomorrow. Some sunshine in the morning, scattered thunderstorms by later in the afternoon. And then more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. And there could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible through Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.